You're listening to SBS News. Face masks are now mandatory in many busy outdoor areas in France, as well as indoor public spaces. In the small seaside town of Le Touquet, in the country's north, the public address system reminds people of the new regulation.
Ladies and gentlemen, as part of the respect of current health instructions to limit the spread of the COVID-19 virus, we remind you that wearing a mask is now mandatory in the city centre.
English tourist Mary Bradshaw thinks masking up in the outdoors makes no sense.
I understand for everybody's safety, yes, you should wear them in shops. That is sensible. To wear them in the street is totally, totally nonsensical.
Le Touquet's deputy mayor says even outside, people can be vulnerable.
It's true that we're in the open air, but the roads are particularly narrow, and there are always moments when people are squeezed against one another, when you queue in front of a shop, when you queue for an ice cream, when someone bumps into you. That's what makes this necessary. Sometimes you are at close quarters with other people, so you owe it to them to wear a mask.
More than 750,000 people around the world have died from COVID-19, and more than 30,000 of those deaths were in France. The country has just recorded another 2,600 cases, and health authorities say case numbers are rising fastest for people between the ages of 15 and 44. On the other side of the Atlantic, the man taking on President Donald Trump in the November election, Joe Biden, made this plea to all Americans.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate, mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months. 40,000 lives.
So far, at least 167,000 people have died of coronavirus in the United States. Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, Kamala Harris, says voters deserve to know when a COVID-19 vaccine will be available.
I think it's important that the American people looking at the election coming up ask the current occupant of the White House, when am I going to get vaccinated? When am I actually going to get vaccinated? Because there may be some grand gestures offered by the current president about a vaccine, but it really doesn't matter until you can answer the question, when am I going to get vaccinated?
The answer to that question is probably going to be sometime after the November election, as the consensus seems to be that the rollout of effective and safe vaccines won't be taking place en masse until next year, at least. So many countries trying to reopen their economies, an Israeli invention could make life easier until vaccines are made available. Israel's largest hospital, Sheba Medical Center, located just outside Tel Aviv, has partnered with an Israeli firm to develop a saliva test that takes less than a second to determine if someone is infected with coronavirus. Patients rinse their mouth with a saline wash and then spit into a vial. It's then examined by a small device that shines light at the saliva sample. Erez Lev from NewSight Imaging explains how the rapid test works.
Small device, very low cost, that is doing a corona test within less than a second. The person is taking just a mouthwash, put the mouthwash inside the machine, and within 1 second he can get the result whether he's sick or not.
Mr. Lev says the test could be used in a range of different environments, especially ones that attract large numbers of people.
It can be at home, it can be in airports, it can be in theaters, it can be workplaces. It's actually it can be in every place that you want to do some kind of fast screening of the public in order to make sure that everybody that goes into the premises is actually healthy and doesn't have the corona.
The company is in the process of getting regulatory approval and expects the machine will sell for less than $300. And New Zealand has confirmed 12 new cases and one probable case. All of the new cases are linked to the existing Auckland cluster, which started when a family of four tested positive. So far, 38 New Zealanders are in a separate quarantine facility in Auckland, set up to try to limit the chances of the virus spreading. Health Minister Chris Hipkins says extensive work will continue over the next few days.
We, of course, are not out of the woods yet. Continuing our plan to rapidly contact, trace and test over the next couple of days remains our number one priority.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.